The following podcast is a presentation of Spectrum One, online and on demand at SpectrumOne.net. The following Spectrum One podcast may contain language that some may find offensive. Listener discretion is advised. And now, WrestleChat.net, the freaking awesome network, and Spectrum One present the NAWC. For nearly a decade, the wrestling podcast of record, bringing you great wrestling discussion since 2007. Sponsored this week by the following.
Welcome to the North American Wrestling Connection, is sponsored by WrestleChat.net and the Freaking Awesome Network. No. I am not Nikki Heyman. I am Jason Block, a host of many other programs and panelist on many others, including this one. Nikki is away this week. She is actually traveling back. I don't know. She may have had business with her dear Uncle Paul and all that good stuff after what happened this weekend, but we'll get to that in a minute. I have a couple of panelists with me here. First, from the other side of the world, Bad News Beeman.
Oh, yes, and don't worry, ladies and gentlemen, I didn't bring Kevin Hart with me tonight, so we're happy.
Yes, exactly. Very good. And, of course... in the great state of New Jersey, VRM, how are you, sir?
Twilight Sparkle Gilda, Pony, 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 Pinkie Pie, Pony, Rainbow Dash, Pony. Jim. I'll be doing that every time Jim is not here.
Yes. Very good, very good. But, you know, we were about to go in go into the there was some very big breaking news this week. But we had even bigger breaking news, literally breaking a couple of hours ago, okay? And get this, Hulk Hogan wins. He wins big, right, VRM?
Oh, boy, did he win big. I think he got the full amount that he were actually...
No, he got more.
No, that's right, he got more.
And there's more coming. Here's what happened, okay? For those who don't remember what the hell happened, okay, he sued Gawker, Nick Denton, its founder, and its former editor-in-chief, AJ Delario, for releasing clips of his text tape with Heather Klemm, who was the wife at the time of Bubba the Love Sponge, okay? So... What Hogan was trying to say was Gawker invaded his privacy by showing the tape, if you remember correctly. So, you know what the jury said? He did. They awarded him $55 million in economic injuries and $60 million for emotional distress, which is all compensatory. They may add more punitive damages as well. Okay? Gawker is going to appeal because they claimed that important evidence related to the Bubba the Love Sponge, his statements about the situation and Hogan's knowledge of it, him whether being filmed, were being kept from the jury. And under Florida law, they have to put up a Gawker has to put up a $50 million bond. Okay. Now, couple of things. First of all, Shane, just what are your thoughts on this in general? The fact of the victory.
Like, I stated my opinions on it last week. I thought the whole court case was a complete joke. But, once again, Hulk Hogan reigns supreme and doesn't lay down for Gawker. And gets $115 million.
VRM, what do you think?
Well, I'm surprised he got more than what he was asked. What he was asking, he was originally asking for just 100 out of the whole thing. Looking to it though, I think it was, as we were talking about last week, letter of the law. And I think that's what the jury decided this on, is letter of the law. By the letter of the law, Hogan's absolutely right.
They invaded his privacy. Now, here comes the interesting question of the day. Does Hogan appear at WrestleMania?
Does he really need to? I mean, he gets more. He just got to check 5-10 times or even 100 times more than he'd get in a WrestleMania paycheck. So,
hi there.
Yeah, hey Carl, Chief High Muckety Muck. What's
Drew
your thoughts
Samantha
on?
Jumping in just for a second here, if you don't mind.
Uh huh.
You, Shane, do you honestly think he's going to get all that money at once? I don't think so. Because A, Gawker don't have $100 million, and B, a lot of people would be after his ass after this whole thing just came about. I see, you know, the family of the kid who got hurt in that accident with his son.
That's true,
Watch
too.
Him go after him for some more. And I'm sure he's got fees elsewhere and lawyer fees and this and that and this and that.
So the money is not going to be there right away. Not yet. Not until they appeal. Okay?
Exactly.
So, but the question is, Carl, is Hulk Hogan now not damaged goods anymore?
Good question. I don't know what they're going to do. And be interesting to see if they do something after Mania, but they got a lot on their plate right now, and that's WWE.
Yes, they do. But before we get into that, VRM, what do you think?
I think at this point they are in that home stretch where right now, at this point, the drafts are written up. The drafts are written up for the scripts, how everything's going to plan out, and then probably by this time next week, they're going to have the final drafts in hand, and barring some crazy misfortune, knock on wood, it's pretty much going to be set in stone, so...
Mm-hmm. So, okay, and by the way, one person who will be there, but may not be there... Well, put it to this way, he will be there to be inducted for the Hall of Fame, but according to rumors this week, he's done. And that was Sting. For those who don't remember,
Night of Champions.
Okay. He suffered an injury after being thrown into the corner by Seth Rollins. It was a freak injury. It looked like nothing. From what we, if you remember that, correct? That particular spot.
Yeah, I actually went back and watched the video. I forget where it was. And if you turn your volume up all the way, you can hear Rollins tell Sting, "That one's on me."
Okay.
So, yeah.
And so what happens is that the rumors are stating, I believe it was TMZ Sports who broke this.
Yeah, TMZ.
TMZ Sports broke the story that he is not going to wrestle again because he has spinal stenosis, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Now, wow. Carl, we kind of expected it, but it's still not really good news, is it?
Yeah, we kind of did, but yeah, this is the same thing that happened to Edge. You remember, okay. He had to be forced to retire because of his injury.
Yes.
In his spinal stenosis. It's not good. And the fact this thing is, what, now 56, almost 57?
Right.
He really doesn't need to be back in the ring.
No, of course. He really didn't have to be back in the ring. He could have been like a special attraction to, you know, for The Undertaker, the whole nine yards.
But what I would do now, since he can't wrestle, I would try to utilize him as an on-air talent. like an authority type of role maybe to combat the authority.
You mean someone who might be involved after, well, someone may win their match against The Undertaker? Maybe? Possibly?
Perhaps. We don't know where that's going.
No, we don't. But, I mean, again, Sting's run in the WWE, not really that good. It was all right. I mean, but he will be known for what he was known for, which is NWA and WCW, pretty much. Those years, those runs, the 80s and 90s and all that sort of stuff. But it sucks for him to go out like this. And let me ask you something. How much do you – yes, and of course – yeah. And the other company that you can't talk about from 2012 to 2014 – thank you, Edge and Christian.
Shots fired.
Yes, by the way, if you have not seen the Edge and Christian show this week, watch it because AJ Styles in there and Mr. Styles and Edge and Christian throw some bombs at Dixie. And really some big bombs at Dixie. It's fun stuff. It's really fun. Yeah. It's really a fun show.
I don't know if you're going to bring it up later, Jay, but they did something right, not to spoil nothing, hint, hint. We'll talk about that later, I'm assuming.
Are you talking about, what specifically are you talking about? The card?
A title change somewhere.
There wasn't one.
Well,
yes. Oh, you know what? You know what? I will do that because it happened. Because we actually had new TNA that was live this week. And our new TNA champion is some guy who I think is pretty cool, and that's Drew Galloway. He cashed in his Feast or Fired case during the EC3 Matt Hardy title match, and he defeated Matt Hardy for the title. And now he's the standard bearer for TNA right now. Pretty cool. I like that. I think so.
I think you appreciated getting praise from some key WWE talent on Twitter, too.
Yeah.
Sheamus and I believe Barrett.
Well, part of the United Kingdom, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So to speak, if you remember a WWE game back in the day. But seriously, do you think he's going to announce it? Do you think the story is true? Because I do.
I do, too.
You don't joke about spinal stenosis. I mean, Edge came out the week after Mania, and we all remember that promo.
Mm-hmm.
I honestly think he will either they'll allow him to announce his retirement at WrestleMania, or he'll announce it at his Hall of Fame speech.
I think it's going to be the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, it'll be the Hall of Fame probably.
Well, speaking of Hall of Fame, WrestleMania is going to be 7 hours that Sunday, okay? 2-hour pre-show, 4-hour show, 1-hour post-show.
That's going to be a long day for whoever's going to be involved in the live cap, okay?
Which is probably going to be at least 3 of us on here.
Yes, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
But now the card is sort of trying to is pretty much
solidifying.
Solidifying because let's go back to last Saturday. Up in Toronto, Canada, we had Roadblock with JBL Colin Saxton calling the show, and it was a pretty good show. It was a really good show. Okay. But while the work rate was great, the booking was incredibly safe. Okay, we had New Day defeating Sheamus and Barrett. Although we did have a great promo about Booty-O's cereal, it makes sure you ain't booty. Okay, okay, and we had a Jack Swagger sighting with Y2J winning. And by the way, Y2J went so hard. Shane, that was a pretty good promo in Canada, going all heel on them. That was pretty fun.
Yeah, but what can you expect anything less from Chris Jericho? I mean, this is the man that put the Ayatollah in asshole. So
yeah. Exactly. So, so then we had, going back to the card there, we had Dash and Dawson versus Enzo and Big Cass for the titles. By the way, I thought that was one of the best matches of the night, mind you. I thought that, I mean, I thought NXT really made a good showing there. What did you think, VRM?
Yeah, that was an entertaining match.
A Charlotte beat Natalya. Now, now here is, you know, where the injury bug bites again. We were supposed to have Lesnar Wyatt. However, Wyatt cut a promo and made it a handicap match where Brock Lesnar fought Harper and Wyatt and Harper, which pretty much became Lesnar squashing Luke Harper. No Wyatt in the ring, and we found out why. He's got a back injury. Shane, you heard about this one too.
Yeah, I did. No, I do think it actually wasn't that serious because we actually got a promo from Bray Wyatt this past week on SmackDown in which he was, it was very cryptic, but I think he's going to be doing something at WrestleMania, either taking down The Undertaker, either screwing over Taker, screwing over Triple H, or screwing over Roman. One of the three.
Mm-hmm. So then we had a Sami Zayn signing. Of course, he's in Canada. He has to be Stardust. Now, the main event. The Dean Ambrose versus Triple H.
Oh, this match.
This was... Okay. Going in, Hart versus Head, what did you think?
Hart was... Please let them pull the trigger. Head was, there's no fucking way in hell they're going to pull the trigger.
And they didn't. And they, but they did have a false finish, which got the crowd up there. But Ambrose and Triple H worked their ass off in this match. This was fun, right, Shane?
Oh, definitely. It was, in my opinion, this was match of the night. The drama behind it, just the enthusiasm from both of them, it was awesome. And the crowd was getting behind both competitors, unbelievably.
Yes, exactly. And, you know, so what happened, you know, look, Ambrose did have his foot under the rope, but there was a picture showing that it wasn't. So, so the booking stays where we are. Okay. So we are where we are with that particular match. And we move over to, and I'm going to pull this up, we go to Monday Night Raw, okay? And I'm just trying to just, here we go. So Monday Night Raw opens up. Oh, what? Oh, okay. Yes. Okay. And so... We go into Monday Night Raw, and we open up with the New Day fighting the Del Rio and Rusev for the Tag Team Champions. New Day wins. We have a League of Nations New Day brawl after the match, and the League of Nations win the aftermatch segment, which also sets up another match with the League fighting the League, all four fighting the New Day on three at WrestleMania. Thoughts on that? Cool match, maybe? Possibly?
Cool because New Day will be in it. Crap because League of Nations will be in it. I'm sorry, but they had a chance to pull the trigger and make that stable a great thing. But time's passed and now everyone's just like, who cares?
Yeah, well, okay. Yeah, so then, Dean Ambrose... Go ahead.
Yeah, that said, it seems like they are now fully in 97 Rock mode with the New Day.
Yeah, yes, the New Day is so over, it isn't funny right now. Their faces right now, and they didn't have to do a damn thing. They didn't turn them. They just kept them. Right?
Yeah.
change the target. Right?
Right. Like I said, 97 Rock mode. When Rock was originally booked, he was getting like the classic baby face, just like New Day was at first. And they were getting the Rocky sucks and die, Rocky, die. And it eventually evolved. With New Day, we had the New Day Sucks startup. And that stuck. It got them being heels. And as heels, they became amazing. And they got so over that now it's like, okay, well, we've had to beat up all the face teams. We need them to do something different. We've got a bunch of high mid-card, low main eventers that need some work done. So, and they happen to be in a faction. Let's make this, and we can do a double free, possible double freebird rule here.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, the New Day are money. They can do whatever they want right now. Okay,
including win dodgeball.
Yes, yes, they can win dodgeball. So we move on to Mr. Dean Ambrose. They show the video that his foot was definitely under the ropes. And then Lesnar interrupts. Basically, there's a Heyman promo that says, you know, Lesnar's going to kick your ass at WrestleMania. And Ambrose is saying, I want, you know, come on. You know, I'm going to kick your ass. And Heyman says, well, no, we're going to wait till WrestleMania. This is a pay-per-view fight. And Heyman leaves.
Brock doesn't.
However, Shane, the Beast decided to go up a little bit and said, you know what, I'm going to kick your ass anyway. But there was a big equalizer, wasn't there? There were actually two equalizers. One we saw, which was a tire iron. Okay.
No, it wasn't a tire iron, it was a crowbar, and that crowbar was given to him by Mick Foley.
No.
There was a literal passing of the torch later on with Mick Foley.
Oh.
And Ambrose, which, by the way, if you noticed, there was a little bit of meta there, if you remember correctly, because Ambrose tried to start a Twitter war with Mick Foley back in the day, if you remember correctly. But Foley decides to give him the barbed wire baseball bat. Hell, I mean, at least he didn't call him Janice, right? But that's good. Sorry, Abyss, but you know what I mean.
Oh, God, I think that thing's a bit smaller than Janice, but we'll leave it at that. But no, it was definitely good segment with Dean and Brock, but that's just becoming the trend with those two. They actually work really well together.
And I think that Lesnar Ambrose could be the main event of the night. Not what they think is the main event of the night. Right, people? Okay, so then we have Ryback and Sin Cara. Ryback squashes and basically sets up Ryback Kalisto for the U.S. title at WrestleMania 32. We have a long Stephanie McMahon promo introducing the champ, Triple H. And then we have a Dolph Ziggler sighting, okay? He's like, you know, I'm not going to quit. I'm not going to side with the authority. And Stephanie says, I'll give you any match, any time, and, you know, except the title match, of course. But you have to beat Triple H, okay? Ziggler Triple H was great. It was a great match. Really good. Did Ziggler have any chance, though, honestly? No.
No.
As soon as people heard this, people can agree with me if you want to, but as soon as you heard, you're going to face my husband, Triple H, did anyone else just automatically say, here comes the shovel?
It wasn't the shovel, but still. But then we saw this guy who looks different. By the way, he really did have facial reconstruction surgery, didn't he? Mr. Roman Reigns did.
Oh, definitely. You can tell the difference.
Okay. I mean, he looked like he had his nose shaved and everything. I mean, really. He looked like, you know, totally different guy. So then he beats the holy hell out of Triple H after a very botched bad double leg. Okay. Right? Seriously? Bad, you know, botch. And Triple H was busted open hard way. And you also noticed that he hit him with a very old, you know, 32-inch TV monitor that I saw. Yeah.
Of course, that wasn't the only thing that happened in that segment.
Tell us about this. Because
I forget if it was Triple H or Roman that threw a case, and it was Triple H, and it hit a ref in the leg, and he needed stitches.
Well, Triple H can throw a few extra bucks. He's doing all right. He's doing fine. Going back a little bit, we had Kevin Owens on commentary, versus, Zayn and Miz, and Zayn wins after Owens distracted Miz. Okay. We saw a very cool segment, with the, Connor's Cure partnering with the V Foundation. Now you want to explain what the V Foundation is for those who don't know outside the country, what that is, VRM, because you know, because of a sports, you know, sports stuff.
Jimmy V Foundation, right?
Yes.
So, yes. I honestly don't know much about Jimmy V Foundation.
Well, the Jimmy V Foundation was started after the coach, Jimmy Valvano of NC State, you know, died of cancer. And he's trying to, you know, and now Connor's Cure is partnering with them in a multi-year partnership to try and expand Connor's Cure worldwide to get more kids out of pediatric cancer. So good deal with them.
Yeah, this is pretty much the organization ESPN's pretty much set up and partnered with since Jimmy V died.
Yes, exactly.
And they hold the basketball tournament every year at the start of their seasons.
The Jimmy V Classic, it's called, if I'm not mistaken. And they raised a ton of – and by the way, Carl, big – this is huge for them, for the WWE.
It's a good get, yes.
Very big get for them. So what happens is Lana distracts Brie in a tag team match and Naomi and Tamina win. A very Dufosity segment with the Social Outcast promoting the Burger King Grill Dogs. That was pretty funny.
And announcing that they're going to be in the –
in the Royal, well, that's on Thursday.
That's Thursday. Okay.
Okay. Usos beat some of the Social Outcasts. It was also pretty funny to see the Swagger and Henry and the Usos try to stop Roman Reigns killing him. R-Truth dresses as a penguin. It says no to R-Truth. We had Y2J versus Neville. Oh,
boy.
Boy.
Woo, 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 woo. Oh,
sorry.
What's that? Is that the ambulance?
Do you hear it?
Oh, yeah.
Panic button.
That.
Yes, it's the panic button because Neville caught his foot on the mat and broke his ankle. Thank goodness he does not need surgery, by the way. He does not. But he's going to be out in about 2 to 3 months, if I'm not mistaken. And he actually pushed Charles Robinson. Supposedly there was a little heat because he didn't know what the hell was going on. He's like, what the hell?
I'll put it to you this way: Fudd Rucker, you was exchanged back and forth between those two.
Uh huh.
Yeah, they were f-bombing each other.
Yeah, they were f-bombing each other.
Jericho went for an unscheduled cover, I think. I forget what it was that Lil Nate. How did Lil Nate break? Did he kick or?
I don't remember what it was, but still.
I forget what it was. But for some reason, the fall was broken up, and I think Jericho screamed at him, "He's fucking hurt," or something like that.
Yeah, or something to that effect. Yeah. Just...
And then Charles said, "Don't put your effing hands on me." So pretty much the finish was improvised after Neville slid and hurt his ankle.
Right, and then which caused AJ to come out and do the flying forearm.
That was all improvised according to Dirtz.
Yeah, which was fine because Neville was hurt and the main event promo was UT Undertaker basically Shane calling Undertaker Vince's bitch. Aiding a choke slam, and Vince pretty much got out of the way. But the question is, where is Undertaker's loyalty? You know, we still don't know what it is or who it is.
I'll tell you what, this entire thing is kind of confusing.
Yeah, okay. It is very confusing. So we go...
Yeah, I know they're trying to make up for the fact they couldn't get who they wanted to get for the match, but still.
Yeah, and the rumor is he may still appear, per se. Okay. So, on SmackDown, we had, we had a Roman Reigns promo, which really didn't say much, except I'm going to kick Triple H's ass. Okay, big deal. We set up Owens AJ later on. Ziggler beats Miz. Ambrose was kind of out in Cincinnati a little bit, which was kind of fun based the whole time. Charlotte got the worst of it in the face-to-face-to-face promo. But Ambrose had another equalizer, as you said, a kendo stick, and took out some of the social outcasts and called out Lesnar for next week on SmackDown. And Jericho basically distracted Kevin Owens, AJ Styles, and Owens beats AJ a little bit. So this is the card, as far as we know, going into WrestleMania, as far as I know. Of course, we have Triple H versus Roman Reigns, Undertaker versus Shane McMahon in Hell in a Cell. If Shane wins, he gains control of Raw. Brock Lesnar versus Dean Ambrose in a no-holds-barred street fight. Andre the Giant Memorial Battle Royal. New Day versus League of Nations. That's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Charlotte versus Sasha versus Becky Lynch, 6. Kalisto versus Ryback, 7. Usos versus Dudleys, 8. Rumored matches to make it 9. AJ Styles, Jericho, 4. We're going to see that one, right?
You're thinking? Pretty
much. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Then we're going to have Kevin Owens defending the IC title in some way.
Probably a multi-man match.
Well, so who do you put in? You put in Zayn, of course.
Ziggler.
Miz. And somebody else. Okay.
I don't know.
And then a rumored multi-person female tag match between Brie, Alicia, and Paige versus Lana, Tamina, and Naomi. Does that make sense to you, or do you think they would go one-on-one, or do you think it's too early yet for the one-on-one?
It's way too early. And really, that might be pre-show material.
Could be.
Didn't you say we had a two-hour pre-show? Something.
Yeah, we had a two-hour pre-show, yeah.
Definitely, you will see that on the pre-show.
So let me just ask you something a little bit now. With all the injuries they had and have, which according to, Cesaro, Rollins, Cena, Orton, and now Neville. Okay, I'm just throwing Neville out there. Is this the best they could have done with what they had? You know what I'm saying? Because it's amazing. You know? Before we go into that, we also had another person inducted into the Hall of Fame this week, Miss Jacqueline, Miss Texas.
Come on, you're going to have Hall of Fame in Texas, so of course you're going to have Miss Texas. You got to have Miss Texas.
Mm-hmm. So that's cool. But let me ask you, what do you guys think of the card? As we have it.
Do I dare be brutally honest here?
Yeah, go ahead.
All right. Usos versus Dudley Boyz. No one gives a shit. Brutally honest. No one cares. It's because Dudleys have been losing. The Usos have been really getting faded out lately. If you wanted to really make it Uso impact, you could have had them in the match with bloody New Day and League of Nations. In fact, you could have done it that way, done like a four-way tag match with League of Nations, Usos, Dudleys, and the New Day.
Or do something that WrestleMania and tag teams are pretty well known for, with the Dudleys refusing to use part of that match all throughout the damn thing until they end up proving that either A, they are hypocrites, or B, they go right through the tables in a multi-team TLC match.
Could be. Could
that,
be.
That would that I would have paid $9.95 for. Kalisto versus Ryback. It's going to be a good match. I think Ryback deserves it because he's been going really well with his new persona lately.
I'm not a fan. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I don't like the Goldberg look. Don't get me wrong, but with his work on the mic has gotten a lot better. And Kalisto's the hottest commodity. One of the hottest commodities WWE has today. So I think it's going to be a good thing for him. The Andre Memorial Battle Royal. We all know this is just a thing to push Braun Strowman.
And everybody get a paycheck.
Yeah,
pretty much. Did you mention it's now only a 20-man battle royal?
It's only 20 now? Wow.
Only 20 this year.
With good reason, though, because of the aforementioned injury bug.
Yeah.
Dean Ambrose versus Brock Lesnar, I'm actually looking forward to, because I think it's going to be one of the matches of the night.
That's going to be the most brutal match of the whole card.
By the way, there will be blood in that match.
Yeah, not the packet version either, folks.
You cannot have just a CZW in there and not have blood. Come on. This is ridiculous, people. The Triple Threat Divas match, I'm actually really looking forward to.
What a difference a year makes, by the way. We've talked about this before. What a difference a year makes. Remember what happened last year. Your girl Paige and AJ versus the Bellas. Now you have and pretty much an NXT women's title match to a degree.
Yeah, I do agree with the Hell in a Cell thing. I think that could have had a lot more potential. In fact, especially if you had Shane McMahon choose a person of his choosing and had him say, I'm not choosing anyone on Raw or SmackDown's roster. I'm going to choose someone from NXT.
Samoa Joe, perhaps?
Well, not Samoa Joe. I would have gone Finn Balor, because that's the one that everybody wants to see. Finn Balor versus The Undertaker.
Oh, God. It'll take 10 minutes just to get to the match, at least.
But it would be well worth it, because I can guarantee you that would have been a big push for Balor if he won. And it would have been a win-win situation for everybody, because Balor's now on the main roster.
No, not yet.
No. But I'm saying, if he was in that match, would have been on the main roster, would have had a massive push for him beating Taker in Hell in a Cell, and Shane McMahon would be controlling Raw. So everybody wins. As far as Roman Triple H goes, there's not really much more you could have done with this match, because with Seth Rollins being injured, we couldn't get the match we wanted with the Triple Threat Shield main event. So Ambrose winning the title would have meant nothing. I think everyone just wants to see Roman Reigns turn heel at this point.
Okay, well, let me just ask you something then. Okay, the rumor is that we're going to see John Cena run in to set up WrestleMania 33. Okay. We're going to see, are we going to see Cesaro in there? Is Rollins going to show up early? Cause he looks good. Is he cleared? You know, do we know if he's cleared or not? There's a lot of possibilities that we could throw into this mix. True.
No, that is true. Like, we haven't heard much about whether Cesaro's cleared or not, so he might be a surprise entrant in the Battle Royal for all we know, and he might try and make it 2-for-2.
Yeah, that'd be kick-ass too. But again, right now, you know, the card is shaping up, but as I said, it's going to be real interesting to see. However, you know, I'm trying not to make Nikki mad, okay? I'm not going to, you know, trying to make Nikki mad at all. But she may not be able to watch Raw and SmackDown anymore. Did you hear about this?
Yes, because Dish says, F you, NBC Universal.
That's correct. Okay, because here's what happened. NBC Universal says they may lose the programming, okay, but Dish has basically filed a breach of contract lawsuit against NBC Universal, saying the broadcasters were forbidden to talking publicly about the expiration of the distribution agreements, okay? NBC Universal has ignored its contractual obligation not to engage in these types of public communication and has instead decided to bombard Dish subscribers with prohibited messages, including, among other things, warning Dish is going to drop NBC programming and included calls to action in direct violation of the contracts. The company has expiled defect to arbitration, which prevent NBC Universal from blacking out the channels on Dish. A condition of the FCC and the U.S. Department of Justice approval of the Comcast-NBC Universal merger forbids NBC from blacking out its network if a TV provider asks for arbitration. Dish has successfully negotiated agreements representing numerous networks in recent months that benefit all parties, including our viewers, the company said in a statement. Dish's goal is to reach a mutually beneficial deal with NBC. In a statement, an NBC Universal spokesperson said, should Dish proceed with arbitration, we will, of course, participate in the process and look forward to receiving the fair market value of our portfolio of network. Money will be exchanged, but do you think we're going to get a settlement? I think so, but just not right now. You know? Little on the... dicey side right now, right, VRM?
Yeah, it's,
it's dicey.
It's gonna be fun to watch this, this bit of, fallout. Of course, that's not the only contract news that we have.
Yeah, I was going to get to that one, and this is actually a big one. You talk about this one. About her deal. Nikki, instead of making Nikki sad, why don't we make her happy?
Yeah, because Uncle Paul just made a big deal with Yahoo. There was some speculation as to what it was and whether or not he was done with WWE or anything, but now it's a distribution deal. Yahoo has gotten with Paul Heyman, and there's going to be a distribution deal for anything regarding Heyman Hustle.
Right. Now, and this is big because the Heyman Hustle is a side job, one of his billion side jobs. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
And, you know, he did an interview with Matt Yoder of AwfulAnnouncing.com. I believe hat tip Jim Williams to this, I believe. Okay. And talking about the fact that how he came into the Heyman Hustle and the fact that he is being distributed through Yahoo. And I think this is huge. This is big. 18 to 24 demographic, hustle tats, the whole nine yards.
Yeah, here come the here's some of the details. Starting on March 28th, Heyman Hustle website will provide exclusive content to Yahoo's Turnstile blog, including new videos from the YouTube series. Additionally, Yahoo Studios is going to produce a quote day in the life of the advocate unquote. A video chronicling Heyman balancing his persona life, managing Lesnar with the requirements of his actual marketing agency. It's in part of that interview with for Awful Announcing. He mentioned that he sleeps 2 hours a day.
If that, allegedly. Well, look at his numbers, though. He's got 1 million views per video on his YouTube channel, 3.5 million website monthly unique users, and he's got 1.2 million Twitter followers. Okay. Oh yeah, Shane, what do you tell us? What you thought? Keep going. What do you got?
Well, I just think it's going to be great for Heyman and Yahoo alike because Heyman's already very well known with like the 25 plus demographic. But now, thanks to Yahoo, he's going to be known in a wider demographic as well because the internet is bloody used by everybody. So, over 50% of those people use Yahoo. It's safe to say that. But the reason why it's going to be great for Yahoo is because Paul Heyman is a very well-known commodity. Not to mention the fact he has a very big client that is known in many circles, and that's Brock Lesnar.
Excuse me. I'll say it right. Brock Lesnar. Yes. That guy.
Yeah. Yeah, so it'll be beneficial for both because if, I don't know, maybe Yahoo will start, if they start doing some ads, they might get Brock Lesnar and Paul Heyman involved, and that might put more stock towards Yahoo. So I think it's going to be great for both parties.
VR, does this man ever sleep? Really? Does this guy ever sleep? Because he doesn't. It seems like he's working, and he just works. He continues to work. Good grief. He is, he is always hustling, and I love the fact that he does that. I mean, it's, oh, and speaking of doofus, did anyone see Chris Jericho on the Weather Channel this week?
No, I didn't.
Okay. He actually explains the science behind volcanoes and actually did a forecast. If you look up the Weather Network's celebrity, is it the Weather Network? Yes, the Weather Network's celebrity forecast. It's pretty cool. Is it the Weather Channel or the Weather Network? I just want to make sure that I have this video right. Because I just want, yes, it's the weathernetwork.com. And it's sort of like a third tier weather channel, but hey, he got to be a weatherman for a day. That was kind of cool. Let's see who else. Rumor is Jim Ross may be at Access. And that superstar Billy Graham. Superstar Billy Graham will not be there. Okay, doctor won't let him travel. He injured himself while training, I believe, or something to that effect. Let's see. yes, he would be the best weatherman in the world. The best he did at what he does, yes. Let's see. Yes, John Cena. Very interesting. This is for the New York area, and it's actually going to be national if you get the Major League Baseball sports package on your satellite or cable, except Comcast, who doesn't have Yes anymore. John Cena is going to appear on Michael K. Center Stage. Now, VRM, you've seen that program, haven't you?
Occasionally. I really don't follow a lot of the
people he does, but I'm just saying that he's going to do basically a sit-down interview with Michael K., probably to promote WrestleMania and other stuff. And American Grit, which, by the way, the first look at that looks pretty tough, is out there now. The video link to that is out there, which starts April 14th on Fox. I saw the second trailer for Central Intelligence with Kevin Hart. Oh, my God. Yes, yes, Shane, Kevin Hart. Him.
Yeah.
No, but seriously though, it looks good. Looks really good.
Speaking of trailers,
yes.
Oh, X-Men. Are you talking about the X-Men Apocalypse trailer?
No.
Oh, damn.
No, keeping it topical, we had the trailer for Countdown, released to the WWE website. WWE Lionsgate film starring Kane and Dolph Ziggler.
How bad does this look?
Well, first of all, from what I can see in the trailer, here's the plot synopsis. Dolph Ziggler is a cop that's got issues keeping partners and apparently has a lot of civilian complaints. Kane's his boss and it's like, and keeps getting asked, why is he still here? Why is this guy still on the force? It's in Seattle. I think it's Seattle, if I'm reading the badge on Kane's uniform correctly. Anyway, at some point, Dolph Ziggler's son gets kidnapped, and there's a threat involving and it's also a bomb threat for a certain event going on at the arena in Seattle, and it just so happens to be a WWE event.
Oh, God. So we got more WWE? Who else is cameoing in this?
Well, we actually have The Ascension, Lucha Dragons, New Day. We have at some point, seemingly, Rusev ends up with Ziggler's gun and is threatening him with it, and then he's a sweet chin music.
Is this a legit bloody movie trailer?
This is a legit.
Hold on. Why don't we do this? Since we're gonna, you know, kill some time, why don't we?
Yeah.
Okay. Here we go.
Yeah. Here it is.
Hold on. Okay. Everybody on three. Everybody will hit the button. Okay.
Right.
Got it. One, two.
Well, instead of actually doing that producer note, we're going to play this instead. Stand by. And now we join your regularly scheduled NAWC podcast already in progress.
Oh my God! Holy cow! Wow!
Yeah, now, the common thread that's going on in the comments is like, oh, WWE's doing Ready to Rumble now. Oh, this is just going to be Ready to Rumble all over again. No. And I'll tell you why this is not Ready to Rumble all over again. Because from watching this trailer, the fact that it's a WWE event is more of a backdrop and a background element. It's it's the setting of where it is. It's not some overarching story about the wrestling. It just happens to be at a wrestling event.
Even
the story.
That's still cheap, though.
It is. But let me finish. Like I said, the story isn't Ready to Rumble. The story is sudden death.
Yes, sudden death. Yes, the story is sudden death. But yes, the awesome, by the way, Powers Booth, Jean-Claude Van Damme movie. Okay. You do remember that. That was a great movie. But I would see this after I had a couple just to laugh my ass off. You know?
I don't know. From seeing the trailer, I personally think, Dolph Ziggler should be in movies. That's just my personal opinion. But I'll wait to see the movie before I give final judgment. But that trailer, oh my God. Oh, Jesus. Especially the part in the trailer where Kane says, "We have a tactical team on standby," and they cut to the New Day dancing, like, yeah.
And that will be out April, and that's going to be out April 5th, I believe, on video on demand, and I believe direct to video. I believe that is. That is not.
This is a direct to Blu-ray, DVD, digital HD, and on demand.
Yeah, so April 5th. Oh my goodness! Seriously,
I'm not really surprised. I'm not really surprised it's going straight to DVD though, because if you stop and think about it, 80% of WWE Studios movies have gone straight to DVD. They have not come out in cinemas.
No,
they've gone straight to DVD. The Chaperone straight to DVD.
Well, you want to let's kill some time here. WWE Films. I am going to actually check this out because we can, you say. WWE Studios. Let's see what the filmography. Okay. The first six films went to WWE. Were in the movies. Okay. Scorpion King, Rundown, Walking Tall, See No Evil, The Marine, and The Condemned. Those are all WWF Entertainment films, okay? Or WWE films. Then you had Behind Enemy Lines, Columbia, with Mr. Kennedy. Thank you very much. Then you had 12 Rounds, which was in the movies. Marine 2 went straight to video. Legendary, Knucklehead, The Chaperone, That's What I Am, Inside Out, The Reunion, Bending the Rules, The Day, The Barricade, The Marine 3 Homefront, Dead Man Down, The Call. That actually went to the movies. That actually did pretty well, if I remember correctly. No One Lives, Queens of the Ring. That actually got released in the U.S. with The Miz, CM Punk, and Eve Torres. 12 Rounds 2 Reloaded, Christmas Bounty, Scooby-Doo WrestleMania Mystery, Oculus, that was in the movies, Road to Paloma, Leprechaun Origins, See No Evil 2, Jingle All the Way 2, Stone Age SmackDown, Marine 4 Moving Target, Vendetta, 12 Rounds 3 Lockdown, Condemned 2, Santa's Little Helper, then you've got Countdown, supposedly you've got, and again, this is interesting, something called Term Life. I don't know what that is. Incarnate with Mark Henry, Brother's Blood with R-Truth, Interrogation with Edge and Lana. Then you've got The Resurrection of Gavin Stone with Shawn Michaels. Eliminators with Wade Barrett, the WrestleMania Mystery 2, and the and then surfs up to Wave Mania. So there's that. So yeah, you're right. About 80% do go straight to DVD. So and
yes, the ones that do not have major Hollywood stars go straight to DVD.
I tell you what, Jason.
Yes, sir.
The most recent one of these movies that at least they've had a hand in, not completely theirs, was The Call.
Yeah, the one that did well. The last one that went to theaters was The Call, yes.
Yeah, that actually grossed about almost $69 million.
Yeah, because it actually did, because it was Halle Berry, and David Otunga had a small part in it as, I believe, as a cop, I think.
Yeah, an officer. Yes. Mm-hmm.
Wasn't Oculus a...
Oculus did okay, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And that was a budget of $5 million, and they made $44 million.
Yeah, I mean, again, we'll see.
Now, Jason, what was one of the movies you said you didn't know about?
Let me go back there. There was I'm just going back to the WWE Studios list. The one I did not know about was something called No One Lives. That was with Brodus Clay. I forgot about that one. I skipped that one.
Oh, well, everyone's forgotten about Brodus Clay anyways. If you want to see him, you can go watch TNA.
Yeah, no, there was a movie. I'm just trying to see the one that I didn't see. It was called Barricade in 2012.
I haven't even heard of that.
It was a horror film. It was a horror film that I did not. I remember it now. It's a horror film. But again, you know.
Yeah, they had no wrestlers in that one at all.
No, exactly. But Countdown comes out April 5th, and you know, as I said, we'll see. We'll see where it goes. So I'm asking, you know, Carl, I really didn't get to ask you because you kind of went away for a minute. What do you before we kind of end this here? What do you think of the build to WrestleMania, even with all the injuries that are going on right now?
Yeah, they're doing the best they can, even hitting a few speed bumps on the way.
Well, all right, then let me kind of go with this. Because we all know that, well, does Roman Reigns win the belt at WrestleMania? Does he have to? Are they going to have a WrestleMania moment where 100,000 people are going to boo him at the end of the show?
That's what they're shooting for, it looks like. And they're shooting for Triple H to be the one to put him over.
Wow. Crazy. By the way, just a little programming note, I will not be here next week because I am actually going to go to be going to Daniel Bryan Appreciation Night at Madison Square Garden.
Oh, nice.
I believe it's one of the first. And that is, I believe, going to also include the AJ Styles-Owens 30-minute match. Let me see what the MSG card has. Okay. MSG WWE card 2016. Yes, it's the Road to WrestleMania. It happens on the 25th. And here it is. Dolph Ziggler versus The Miz, Usos versus New Day versus Dudleys for the WWE Championship, Demon Kane and Big Show versus Bray Wyatt and the Wyatt family, again, card subject to change, okay? Kalisto versus Alberto Del Rio versus Ryback for the U.S. title, Owens versus AJ Styles for the Intercontinental Championship, and Reigns and Ambrose versus Triple H and Sheamus. So, and of course, Daniel Bryan Appreciation Night. So, there's that. And that happens a week from today. So, I will not be there. I may jump in later on, but, you know, we shall see how we go from there. Any other news anybody want to cover specifically? anyone that wants to talk about, per se? Okay. Shane, have to ask, do you have anything to plug?
Are you talking to me, Jason?
No, I was just talking. I was talking to anybody. I was just saying, does anybody else have any other thing they want to talk about specifically?
Yeah, I'll go ahead and start it for you.
Go for it.
Even though we're not doing podcasts right now because Jim's busy and I'm busy, a certain person returned to Indianapolis today to hold a press conference.
Oh, wow. You want to plug? Oh, did that happen today?
Yes, it did. And I hate to say, Jim Irsay, stay away from the booze.
Oh, wait. Now, let me. Yeah, what happened?
He looked rough, like he was on a bender. I hate to say that, but I'm telling you from what I saw.
Is there going to be a retirement ceremony? Is it going to be a one-day contract? What do you think?
It's going to be a number retirement ceremony, and they're going to put a statue in front of Lucas Oil Stadium.
Wow. Okay. Very cool. Now, do you think, just in general, I know when things settle down, maybe next month we should do sort of a first before the draft, you know, after Super Bowl catch up on news, because we also had a very bad, sad piece of news today from the Baltimore Ravens camp.
Mm. I have a feeling somebody else in this room might get to it before we do.
Ah, Mr. VRM, maybe?
Would you like to take the floor, sir?
Yes, because after, I have no idea when the last time we had the show was.
You've been off for a year and a half now.
Yeah, I thought it was a year and a half. So the first time in a year and a half, the Sports Digest is making a comeback, although with a new name, because we haven't really done much with WrestleCrap, and it's no longer the WrestleCrap forums, it's fan forums. So we decided that we needed to change the name a little bit. So now the Spectrum One Sports Digest. New name, same format, because we're going to be covering basically everything and trying to stay as much out of football and baseball and that analysis as possible, since we already have BS Big Show and Touch 'Em All for that. But we still have the NHL, Formula One, UEFA Champions League, and oh god, the tournament. Oh boy. We have some fun ones coming up for the March Madness show.
Yeah, raise your hands if you had a certain team losing in the first round.
Not us. Oh my god.
And I don't even fill brackets out no more, folks. That was a shock.
Excuse me. That's my bracket going into the shredder.
Talking about Yale, who won a tournament game for the first time in their history.
Talk about Yale. Talk about Michigan State going down. So, who was it that beat Michigan State?
Was it Middle Tennessee, I believe?
Yeah, Middle Tennessee.
And then you had an Arkansas team once against somebody.
Yeah, Arkansas Little Rock beating Purdue.
Ah, there you go.
And we'll get into numbers on this later on, but oh gosh, upsets have been aplenty this time around. Although for some teams the upsets were pretty well deserve because of what they because of how well they played in this game, looking at Seton Hall.
Yeah, just as long as Duke or Kansas don't get the national title, I'm happy.
Well, put it to you this way, they're also talking about Duke and Yale as the game no one wants to win. No one wants to have won, you know, that sort of thing, because of the two annoying teams. Well, we'll talk more about that.
That'll be
presented by Spectrum One. Nice.
Yes. Glad to have you back, sir.
We'll talk more off air about that. So
yeah, more off air.
War Off Air. Mm-hmm. Okay, of course, other podcasts that are around. Of course, Red State, Blue State, we recorded that last night.
Yeah, there's a couple in the backlog because of IRL.
IRL, MGM. Yeah.
I have them. I gotta figure out when the hell they got recorded.
Okay. Of course, Touch 'Em All. We have a Hot Stove Edition. Going to be talking, doing season predictions in a couple of weeks. Mm-hmm. We have Pixel Nation. Of course, we love to interrupt. Had a new episode this Wednesday, which, you know, we're starting to get on a regular schedule. Kind of like that.
It's about two or three behind.
Yeah, but I'm just saying we're recording. It's all good.
Yeah, Pixel Nation in this podcast is only two that's pretty much being updated normally.
Right. And, of course, you could listen to every podcast. Of course, Spec Riffs, as we talked about.
Yeah, new episode Monday deals with Ghosts from TCR in video game form. Oh, Lord.
And we also have Pay-Per-Review, which, you know... Nothing new there.
No.
And like I said, Pixel Nation. The big news this week, there may be a 4K HD PlayStation 4.5 rumored to be. That would be kind of cool. Or a software upgrade, something to that effect. So... all that good stuff can be heard on Spectrum One and TuneIn Radio. Best free radio app ever. God, it's so awesome.
Get the premium.
I'm sorry?
Get the premium.
Yes, please pay the $7.99 a month. You can get MLB Radio for free, pretty much. Don't pay the MLB TV prices if you want to listen to the radio. And you can also get minor league baseball, too, which is awesome. It's also fun to listen to minor league baseball from the middle of nowhere.
Especially, this is the greatest game in the history of our sport. Oh, jeez.
Tony Schiavone, that's right. He calls minor league for the Braves, if I'm not mistaken. Right?
Gwinnett, yep.
Gwinnett, yeah. Good stuff. And of course, you know, we'll be covering all the, you know, interesting news and all that good stuff. And, you know, like I said, the road to WrestleMania, it's coming. Boy, is it coming quick. And
one more plug, Jason, if you don't mind.
Go ahead, please.
I already talked about the upcoming live cap of WrestleMania. Mm-hmm. Didn't you say 7 hours combined of what they're going to push out?
Yes.
Oh, boy. Super Bowl Sunday again.
Pretty much.
Yeah, we'll do that. And Jim's working on getting something else done for the show, which... the details are kind of sketchy at this point, but maybe another interview, maybe another special event. I don't know yet.
Yeah, we'll see. We shall see. But I want to, want to appreciate the last minute table at short notice. I know a little rough. Next week, Nikki Haymon will be back in the host chair. I will clean up the mess that I made here, pretty much. For VRM, for Carl Schneer, for Brad Newsbeeman, of course, thank you very much. This is Jason Block for Nikki Haymon and Spectrum1.net and the Freakin' Awesome Network. This is and has been the North American Wrestling Connection. We will see you next week, and that should be it. And no pony for me. See ya.
The preceding podcast has been a presentation of Spectrum One, online and on demand at SpectrumOne.net.